Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 25th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Game Center, one of Apple's least talked about platform components, is getting an all-new design this year, with a focus on finding games and playing with friends. This year's massive update to Game Center extends across iOS, iPadOS, tvOS, and macOS, and it's rather surprising. The feature was first added to iOS with iOS 4 in 2010, but Apple removed the dedicated Game Center app in 2016 with the release of iOS 10. Game Center has been available since then, but only as an in-app feature. Apple says that the new Game Center makes it easy to discover and experience games with your friends, with quick access to achievements, leaderboards, and your Game Center profile built directly into the App Store and in Game Center-enabled games. All of this is accessed through a redesigned Game Center dashboard available on iOS, tvOS, and macOS that games can take advantage of. Game Center now offers up reoccurring leaderboards for current game rankings, along with leaderboards for daily, weekly, and monthly competitions. Developers of Game Center applications will have to add in these new features, but everything is housed in a beautiful new design that actually looks modern. Other details in WWDC game development talks this year include leveraging the new game controller advancements, including support for things like the light bar on PS4 controllers. Apple Arcade is also adding a variety of new features, including achievements, filters for playing and finding new content, sneak peeks at upcoming games, and a continue playing feature for easily switching between Apple Arcade devices. In other news, Shortcuts on iOS and iPadOS 14 is getting some great upgrades to make automations better and more powerful than ever. Arriving with the latest software is new trigger and automation functionality, as well as a Shortcuts app for Apple Watch with watchOS 7, shortcut folders, and much more. One of the biggest improvements for Shortcuts is 6 new trigger types and 13 new triggers that can run automatically without first asking for user permission. New trigger types include things like emails, sleep, messages, and battery level. The new automations that can run without confirmation are things like time of day, CarPlay, NFC, battery level, and more. These types of triggers can be used to enable other actions in the Shortcuts app and will allow you to make more powerful shortcuts across your Apple devices. Speaking of Apple devices, the new Shortcuts app on Apple Watch is particularly notable. This allows you to run shortcuts directly in the app from your wrist or from complications on your watch face. Finally, other Shortcuts enhancements this year include a new iPad app design, a shortcut widget for your iPhone home screen, new actions, and much more. We've got all of the details at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by CleanMyMacX, an all-in-one utility that takes care of your Mac's health. It's a macOS cleaner, a performance monitor, and a malware remover, and occasionally a lifesaver. CleanMyMacX speeds up your Mac by freeing up RAM, running routine maintenance scripts, and maximizing performance. It's a great helper when it comes to managing apps on your Mac, and it removes unnecessary apps with their leftover data, and it also helps keep the apps you do need up to date. You can get CleanMyMacX on the Mac App Store and on the MacPaw website. Go to macpaw.com/9to5 to get CleanMyMacX with a 30% discount. We are also sponsored by Mac Stadium, provider of cloud solutions built on Apple Mac hardware. As more teams are working from home, having your Mac build infrastructure in the cloud can make it easy for app development to continue uninterrupted. There's no need to have someone in the office keeping an eye on the Macs. Let Mac Stadium do it for you. Whether you need a single Mac Mini or a fully scalable Mac private cloud, Mac Stadium can help you move your iOS and Mac app development out from under your desk and into the cloud. Learn more at macstadium.com/9to5Mac, where you can also get half off your first 6 months of a Mac Mini subscription with promo code WWDC2020. As we've detailed throughout the week, watchOS 7 includes new features like sleep tracking, new watch faces, and much more. But there are some changes the company didn't mention during its keynote. Most notably, this includes the addition of battery health management and announced messages with Siri on the Apple Watch. Just like on the iPhone, Apple Watch users can now check battery health data with watchOS 7. The maximum capacity of a new Apple Watch battery is 100%, and that level drops as the battery ages. A lower level indicates that the Apple Watch battery won't last as long on a full charge. For example, my Apple Watch Series 4, running watchOS 7, shows that I have 84% battery capacity of the original amount. In addition to this new battery health data, watchOS 7 also brings optimized battery charging to the Apple Watch. With this feature, Apple Watch will learn your routine and know when to best charge all the way to 100%. This avoids the watch sitting at a full charge for too long, which damages the lithium-ion battery. The optimized battery charging feature has also come to AirPods, which means that with iOS 14, your iPhone will learn how and when you charge your AirPods, and it will wait until it thinks you're about to take them off the charger to finish charging to 100%. Finally, with watchOS 7, users can now use the Announce Messages with Siri feature directly on Apple Watch. This means that with AirPods in your ears, you can listen and respond to incoming text messages using voice commands. Siri will read the messages directly to you, and you can choose to either ignore it or reply without having to use the Siri trigger phrase. WatchOS 7 is currently available in developer beta, but Apple says a public beta is coming in July, which is a change from past years when Apple Watch was left out of the public beta testing. This means that anyone, including those without an Apple developer account, will be able to try out watchOS 7 before it's released to everyone else in the fall. Rounding out today, health and fitness is a big focus for Apple, and with iOS 14 and watchOS 7, HealthKit is adding new symptom tracking, new activity types, and much more. One of the changes is a new API that allows read access to ECG data. So as you know, on the Apple Watch Series 4 and Series 5, you can take an electrocardiogram from your wrist using your Apple Watch, and then access that data from the Apple Watch and the Health app on your iPhone. With read access to ECG data, developers can offer integration and new ways to view the electrocardiogram in their own apps. This is already possible with the heart rate data collected by the Apple Watch, as evident by apps such as Cardiogram and Heart Analyzer. These applications offer unique ways to view the Apple Watch heart rate data that are not provided by Apple's native applications. Apple Watch with watchOS 7 can also track four new mobility types, including walking speed and step length, walking asymmetry and double support percentage, stair ascent and descent speed, and 6-minute walk test distance. These new types of activity data will offer additional insight into activity tracking, as well as new ways for developers to track these statistics in their own applications. Again, you can find the full details from Apple's WWDC sessions about these changes at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.